Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy signed Senate Bill 9 into law at O'Malley's on the Green in Anchorage Thursday. Senate Bill 9 is a rewrite of Alaska's Title IV statutes and significantly modernizes laws governing the state's alcohol industry. According to Senate President Peter Michicki, who was the primary sponsor of Senate Bill 9, the legislation is a product of extended collaboration of more than 100 stakeholders from industry sectors including public health and safety, alcohol industry, municipal governments, youth advocates, and legislators. Michicki tells KSRM that the Title IV rewrite bill allows the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to regulate the alcoholic beverage industry in a manner that promotes public safety and health while supporting the industry's continued growth and economic viability.
Yeah, Senate Bill 9 was signed into law yesterday by Governor Dunleavy, and I think as folks know, we've worked on this for about a decade with people all over the state. What the bill does is it puts in place things to combat the number one substance abuse problem we have in Alaska, and that's called alcohol, while still modernizing very backward and heavy-handed laws from the state that simply didn't fit today's industry. So it's a great effort by over 1,500 people through the years. We got it to the point where it was ready to pass. Yesterday it was ready to sign, and today it's law. So we're very happy about that, and we're looking forward to it. That bill being put into play over the next year and a half or so.
According to Senator Michicki, Senate Bill 9 promotes a fair business climate while protecting public health and safety, creates regulation for all three tiers of the state's alcohol industry, limits youth access to alcohol, promoting responsible alcohol use, reducing overconsumption and putting bootleggers out of business, restructures and reorganizes the licensing system to include defined categories of licenses, permits, and a new concept of endorsements, and expands rights of municipalities to petition for additional licenses within their boundaries. For more details on Senate Bill 9, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance that would accept and appropriate funding from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry to support spruce bark beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction. The city participated in a borough-wide community wildfire protection plan adopted by resolution in May. One component of the plan includes the establishment of a slash disposal site. The city was notified of approval for reimbursement of up to $150,000 for 3 years from the Division of Forestry to complete the project. Accepting the funding to support the slash disposal site will satisfy one of the City of Kenai's goals included in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the City Council,
"A part of the grant agreement with the state required that we track the amount of acres that have been mitigated by people that are dumping at the slash disposal site. So when they come into the facility, we ask them, how many acres have you mitigated with the materials that you're going to be bringing to the site? And they'll tell us, well, I've cleared 2 acres or whatever. And we account for that. So at the end of this, we can tell the state that the slash that was disposed at this site was the result of 150 acres that have been mitigated by folks. So that's how we're tracking it."
The city opened its slash disposal site on Thursday, June 2nd, with a weekly operating schedule of Thursdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The city will continuously consolidate the slash throughout the year, but due to the uncertainty surrounding its difficulty, cost, and time it will take to burn the slash pile at the end of the year, if it reaches 1.5 acres prior to the end of September, it will be closed for the year. Facility is not open for commercial operators, by the way. The slash dump site, located at mile 13 of the Kenai Spur Highway, just past the Kenai soccer fields on the way towards Nikiski, and it's open both for Kenai residents and non-residents. Full details at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.